Welcome to My Aligned Purpose Podcast. My name is Nicole Krohn. I am co-CEO of our company along with my biz bestie, Kayla Pilecki. Together, we replaced our full-time salaries with our online business, and now we show women from around the globe how to do the same thing. I am a teacher of neuro-linguistic programming, online business, and a huge lover of all things manifestation, spirituality, and energetics. If you came to this podcast because you're looking to exit your 9-to-5 to start and grow and expand your online business, then you've arrived to the right place. In our first 3 years, we became a 7-figure company, and we've supported over 1,000 women through our signature programs, Align CEO Method and Align Business School. Here on TGIM, I support you with your mindset, money, motivation, energetic upgrades, and all things online business. My desire is that from listening to these episodes, you're motivated to start that side hustle, begin the podcast, write the book, and quit that soul-sucking office job you don't love anyway. I am here to show you every step of the way. We've heard from so many that our podcast is binge-worthy material, and so we trust you'll feel the same way. Leave it to me to provide you with all of the vision expansion tools, confidence, and a dose of humor that you need to attract the people, places, experiences, and things in your life that you desire. Thank you for listening to our show, and now let's get into the good stuff. Hello, Master Attractors. Welcome back to this week's episode of TGIM. Thank goodness it's Monday. I'm your host, Nicole Krohn, and I'm trying it on, calling all of you our raving fans and listeners, people who tune into this podcast weekly, especially this segment, the TGIM segment that we release every Monday, because I promised that season 7 was going to bring you more metaphysical stuff, more spiritual content, more manifestation, more mindset, more NLP, all of that fun stuff. And as I love to call myself a master attractor, and I know so many of you subscribe to this belief that we are master attractors, that we do get to create and attract the people, places, experiences, and things that we desire in this life. I know so many of you are out there toting mugs and sweaters and so many different things with the master attractor label on it. And so I thought I would try it out. Maybe on Mondays I'll say, hello, master attractors, and see how it lands. I'm working with it, but we'll see. So Kayla and I went to New York last week. Quick recap on that is that it was busy. It was fun. We ate delicious food. We went to this event called Your Million Dollar Brand. It was a 2-day event, back to back, 8-to-5 both days, full on. And it was a lot of fun. It was really nice to meet up with people who I've only ever met on the internet before. And we were just like 1 degree of separation away from people that I admire so much in the entrepreneurial coaching space. As you all know, I love James Wedmore. I love Catherine Zinkina. And yeah, we went out to dinner with friends who have been out to dinner with them and who have been in their masterminds and who are currently working with them. And so it was really cool. And just reminded me that we're all human. Actually, nobody is above or below me. And so while I say I quote unquote, look up to people like James Wedmore, it's not that he's any better than I am. It's not that he is superior to who I am. It's just that he's done really cool stuff. And I admire the work that he puts out into the world. And someday I hope to be able to join his mastermind. It's on the vision board and it's getting closer. And just being able to connect with people who are in his mastermind and hear that he's just such a cool guy and down to earth, which is what he portrays out on his podcasts and on his social media. And yeah, New York was a lot of fun. Kayla and I went to that event on Monday and Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, we went into Times Square, like went into Manhattan. We drank coffees. We ate food. We got almost 28,000 steps. We went to a comedy show, which was hilarious. And what else did we do? We went to Central Park. We got our little New York souvenirs. So Jeff and I, actually prior to Jeff, back in, gosh, I think 2012. Yeah, in 2012, I went to Guatemala. And when I went to Guatemala in 2012, I picked up an ornament, like a Christmas tree ornament. And from that moment on, I thought, every time I travel somewhere, I'm going to grab an ornament. And then someday, over the course of my lifetime, it's a journey, I will create a tree of memories of places I've been around the world. And the following year, in 2013, I went to China, got one from there. I went to Seattle, grabbed one from there, started bopping around. You know, I went to Australia and Thailand, Bali, came back, went to Europe, Portugal, France, Italy, Mexico the last few years. When we went to Arizona this past fall, I got a little cactus one. And so I've been collecting little ornaments. And I just love when it comes time to decorate my tree to see, oh, cool, Jeff has some ornaments from when he was a little kid, and I have some ornaments from when I was a little kid. And then we're like building up our Christmas tree with fun travel ornaments. And so, of course, I picked up one from New York City. And yeah, it was just a really great trip. And also the clarity it gave me, I feel so clear. I feel like really like an open portal right now, that anything that I want to put into my subconscious mind and impress into my subconscious mind is really available at this moment. I can tell I'm very open. And I got lots of clarity about how I am not a big city person. A city is a city is a city in my mind. And I'm going to offend the city people when I say this, but like, they're all concrete jungles. That's really what they are. Tall buildings, lots of people, tons of energy. And some of that energy feels chaotic to me. I can see that people are stressed and I can pick up on that energy. And of course, there's every city has its cool features and things that make it different or stand out. But at the end of the day, a city is a city is a city. And some might argue that a beach is a beach is a beach, for sure. I just know that I prefer to vacation to places, travel to places that are quiet, serene, give me back my energy. It doesn't feel like it takes away from my energy. On our way back from New York, I felt so drained from being overstimulated with the noises and the smells and just everything. It was a lot, the lights, the people. And I know that for me, New York feels like done and complete, and I don't feel the desire to go back. Was it amazing? And am I glad I went? Absolutely. I love traveling. And I'm also more of a get me to Costa Rica, Bali, Mexico kind of vibes person. I'm thankful for the contrast that always provides clarity, as Abraham Hicks would say. When you get closer towards something that you know that you don't really want, it will show you what you do really want. And again, I had an incredible time in New York. I'm not saying I didn't love it. I just know I don't need to go back. And so that feels complete to me and feels fine. All right. So what I want to get into in today's episode, because I promised you different universal laws and different energetic codes and different manifestation hacks and techniques and those sorts of things in TGIM. Today, I want to talk to you about the law of substitution. Now, if you've never heard this one before, you're going to want to stay tuned in. Don't go anywhere, because this is really good. And I'm going to talk to you about how one of my favorite metaphysical slash manifestation teachers, Neville Goddard, who is passed away, it's not like I'm actively learning from him. I just read his books and watch his YouTubes and stuff like that, how he has used the law of substitution. And I'm also going to give you some examples about how you can apply this to your own life as well. And then we'll wrap there. All right. The way I see the law of substitution is that it is a mindset. I believe that most things are a mindset. It's like and when I say a mindset, a belief, a way of thinking, a way of creating behaviors and habits and patterns in the mind is how I see a mindset. And I believe that the law of substitution and all the universal laws really are a mindset that you choose to take on or not take on. And I'm hoping that by listening to this episode, you can see and feel how knowing the teachings of this law can really change your life and then ultimately change your business as well, because I know so many of you are business owners. First of all, what I want you to understand is what the law of substitution is all about. It is this idea that your mind cannot hold two conflicting thoughts at the same time. So how cool is that? It's the idea that a conflicting thought would be something like, I love this banana I am eating so much, and I am so disgusted by this banana I'm eating right now. In this moment, eating this particular banana, I cannot be both disgusted by it and love it. Those are two different frequencies and also two different conflicting thoughts. They carry a different frequency, a different vibration, therefore they cannot be the same. So when you have a negative or a limiting thought that arises within you, you have the power to substitute it with a positive thought, one that is empowering you. Now, this sounds so simple. And how many of you are not doing this? Because I know I'm guilty. If you could see me, I'm raising my hand. I know that I can go into a thought of comparison. For example, that's a thought that creates a feeling within my body that doesn't feel good. Comparison the thought of comparing myself to somebody else or the thought that she's doing better or whatever it might be ultimately does not feel good in my body. So the conflicting thought to that, the one that would make it not true, would be looking at somebody else's work and thinking, oh my gosh, I admire her so much. That's incredible that she's right there and that I am on my way. Now, that is what I do when I'm in my awareness of catching myself of comparing. I come back to seeing it as proof or seeing it as an example. This is the law of substitution in action. Now, if we take a page from the book of the old school metaphysical teacher, Neville Goddard. Now, if you've not heard of Neville Goddard, I think he was around in 1910. This guy's long gone. He's not here on earth. The time I was listening to him in the bedroom or in my office while I was getting ready to go out, I always have teachings on when I'm doing my hair, doing my makeup, cleaning, cooking. Like, I love learning. And I was listening to Neville Goddard one day and Jeff came into the room and he was like, "What are you listening to? It sounds like it's 100 years old." I'm like, it is actually. Neville Goddard is an old school teacher, and I think he's some sort of religious, I don't even know the word because I'm not religious, like maybe pastor. Anyhow, he does reference God a lot. And if you also feel comfortable with the word God, then awesome, continue to use that. I prefer universe, and some of you may prefer creator or guides or whatever it might be. And when I listen to him offer his teachings about God, universe, source, creator, ultimately I see that as spiritual teachings, teaching us how to access our spirit, our soul. And his teachings are so cool and really like metaphysical, really spiritual, and he is a master attractor. His teachings are wise. That's what I really love about these old school teachers. Is that they're wise, and so many people who are teaching manifestation and law of attraction and spirituality and quantum physics and all that stuff today. Yes, of course, there's incredible teachers out there that are modern day or new age, and nothing beats old school teachings, tried, tested, and true old school teachings. And that's what Neville Goddard is to me, old school teacher. So Neville was a master, as I would say, a master attractor, at using the law of substitution to manifest his desires. He understood that by replacing his doubts with faith and fear with love, that he could create his reality totally with his thoughts, with his intention and clarity. How can then we harness the power of the law of substitution in our own lives and our business as well? And I want to talk about how we could do that today and give all of you three actionable, I guess, takeaways. The first one is you are going to start with cultivating awareness. I think awareness is a superpower, and this is going to be part of my TED Talk someday, is that awareness is a superpower. Everyone has access to their own inner awareness. Everybody has a dial on their awareness. You can be really aware of a particular surrounding or environment, a person, place, or thing. And then some people are really unaware. They're really unaware. They're unaware of the bubble that they're in. Oh my gosh, I meet people every day who are unaware that you can take your business and put it online. I meet people who are in corporate or who are in 9-to-5s or who are on maternity leave, and talking to these people and they have literally no awareness around how simple it is to get started. Now, is it easy to have a business that's online? I wouldn't say easy, but is it simple to get started? Absolutely. And I think the first piece to this is looking at the awareness. And so when you can cultivate the awareness in any circumstance in your life, you're going to start by becoming aware of your thoughts and beliefs first. And I don't want you to listen to this and not take action. If I could recommend something that you could do to start to notice your thoughts and your beliefs is to write them down every day. You could do this at the end of the day. So you could write down at the end of the day how your day went and then what you think about how your day went. Okay, so say you're like, I woke up and I slept in a little bit and I then hit the ground running and I got lots of work done and then I felt kind of tired this afternoon. Then I made dinner and dinner was meh. It was nothing special. And then I took a nice hot bath and then I read a book. And then now you're writing down how your day went and how you think about how your day went. So noticing, how do I think I felt today? And noticing your feelings around that. And so by becoming aware of your thoughts of, oh, okay, I think I thought I had more time today than I actually did, or thinking that you were going to achieve more, but you didn't really conquer your to-do list. By becoming aware of your thoughts, you can start to notice what you believe, because our thoughts on repeat create our beliefs. So then you get to notice if there's any negative or limiting thoughts that are arising consciously. And something like, I'm never going to get it all done. I'm always falling behind. If that is a negative thought that you have about your day because you're writing down your day, you're actually bringing awareness to it, then you get to use the law of substitution to flip that, to create some sort of affirmation for yourself. And I'm not saying affirm your way out of a shitty day. I'm saying that you can create an affirmation that is an anchor for you. There's so many different things you could do here, but we're starting with awareness and then reflection of the awareness and then catching yourself thinking that. And then you're going to replace it with whatever you want to feel deserving of. I'm deserving of having enough time in the day. I'm deserving of feeling great at the end of my day, whatever it might be. Now, the second thing that I want you to think about in terms of applying the law of substitution in your life is using the power of your visualization to reinforce positive beliefs that you have about your goal. So you could close your eyes and imagine yourself achieving your dreams with the clarity and the conviction that you have and feeling the emotions that come with it. So again, writing it down is one thing. If you don't feel like writing it down, then you can always go into a visualization. And then the last thing for the law of substitution, I want you to write down all of the limiting beliefs that you currently hold right now, and particularly maybe those around your desires. So you could write down your affirmation could be, I am a master attractor. I attract the people, places, experiences, and things that I desire. So write down all the people, places, experiences, and things that you do desire, and then notice what feels limiting about any of those, because now you can insert the law of substitution to flip those around. What would be the opposite? So if you're feeling like, I'm a master attractor and I want to attract the love of my life, but you have some sort of limiting belief about everybody's already taken, or I'm too old, or I don't want to use dating apps and that's the only way I'm going to meet somebody. You need to then go in to your mind and create a substitution for every single one of those. If that weren't true, or if the opposite were true, what would be available to you? And have those. And then those can start to be your affirmations. Those can start to support you when you're writing down your journaling and noticing if you're flipping how you're feeling. And then they also can go into your visualization. So if you're trying to visualize meeting your perfect person, but you're getting caught up in the, oh, but I wouldn't pick up my phone and go into a dating app. And then so then your visualization gets lost or put to the back burner because you are cutting yourself off from what it is that you desire. You can create a new visualization with the substituted thoughts that you've now created for yourself, that you've generated for yourself. So remember that you do actually have the power to shape your reality with your thoughts and with your beliefs, and those ultimately create a feeling. And our feeling is our frequency. Our feeling is our magnet. And when you master the law of substitution, you're going to be able to overcome so many of your own limitations. It's going to help you so much. It's going to support you to attract abundance and to create the life that you really want and the business that you really want. And then you're going to have to just keep doing the work. I know this stuff and I practice it and I still have to come back to it. I don't automatically substitute all of my limiting beliefs in the moment, but then I remember, oh, I have the tools that I need and I just need to sit down and go inwards and spend a little bit of time with myself and create a visualization that feels good, or write out how my day went so I can notice like what's going on and what feels off and where do I need to direct. And every single time I write out my limiting beliefs and I substitute them with more empowering beliefs, I always feel a shift. So I know that's available for you as well. And again, I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in to our weekly episodes. Our Monday TGIM episodes are so fun for me to create, and I love hearing feedback from all of you. If you've not yet already done so, please make sure that you're subscribed to our podcast, and you can do that on Apple, head over to Apple, hit subscribe. If you've not yet left a rating and review, I would so appreciate that. It's incredibly helpful for us. Then Kayla and I will be back later this week with Biz Besties. On Friday, I'll be dropping a guest recording that I had with Lauren, who is from Nest and Nourish. Her and I had a chat about a month ago, and I can't wait for everybody to hear Lauren's story. It's really empowering and so cool. And yeah, so you've got three episodes coming at you this week. It's April 1st today. Happy April. I'm so excited to dive into a new week. I am doing some really fun stuff with Align CEOs this month when it comes to using the power of scripting. And so if you don't know what scripting is yet, I think we've got some YouTube videos on that. We definitely have a podcast on it. So you could search My Align Purpose Podcast Script. And actually, I will link that episode in the show notes because it's a good one. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in and for being here. And we'll be back later this week.